Make up your mind for the next 5 or 10 minutes you're going to stay with the breath. And then stick with that decision. Each time the breath comes in, remind yourself this is where you want to stay. This is where you promised yourself you're going to stay. If you find yourself wandering off, just drop whatever it is that led you astray and come right back to the breath. Stick with your original intention, and it will amount to something. This is how we amount to something in life in general. We decide that there's something that's really valuable, really worthwhile, and we're going to do what we need to do in order to get it. You have to be focused like this for there to make a difference in your life. Otherwise, you just get pushed around by sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations, by gain and loss and status and loss and status and praise and criticism, pleasure and pain. These things just blow us around unless we take a stand someplace and say, look, this is something that's really important. And what really is important in life? Okay, you notice the fact that you're causing yourself to suffer. You're putting a lot of unnecessary stress on yourself and as you go through the day. And this is something you don't have to do, and it's something you can learn how not to do. And it's because we cause ourselves to suffer, but then go around causing other people to suffer too. So it would be really good for the sake of the world. We learn how to undo that habit. So you make up your mind, okay, this is something that's really important, and then whatever else gets in the way, you put aside. Now, most of us don't want to be like that. We want to get everything there is out there. But the problem is when you try to get everything, you end up getting nothing. You have to focus your energy. After all, we do have only a limited amount of energy, a limited amount of time in life. So you have to decide, okay, this thing, whatever you choose and tries to choose wisely, this thing is important. And I'm going to have to learn how to give up some certain pleasures in order to get something that's really more valuable. That, the Buddha said, is a sign of a wise person. You see that there are some pleasures that, minor pleasures that get in the way of a major pleasure. It means you've got to give up the minor pleasures for the sake of the major one. And here's, this is something really is major, the peace and inner well-being that come when you're no longer causing yourself to suffer, when you've learned all the mind's bad habits and you've straightened them out. The sense of well-being that comes with that is something that cannot be compared, or nothing else compared to it. So you have to decide, here you've got this human life, what are you going to make with it? You're just going to wander around and look at the world for a bit and then die, or are you going to create a monument of some kind? It's not a monument of stone, it's a monument of your own goodness. So you look at the things in life that really are worthwhile and you realize, okay, something's got to give. Something's got to be given up if you want to get something of real value. But it's that thing of real value that the things that we focus on, the things that we set our determination on, those are the things that give really meaning to life. Because otherwise, what do you have? You've got a body and you've got ideas. And they just kind of float around for a while. The body gets older and mind begins to go. But if you develop good qualities inside it, there's something in there that takes you beyond the body and mind. And getting in touch with that, that's a real accomplishment, and it's something that gives real value to life. So learn how to develop this quality that they call determination. You make up your mind that something is good, and you're going to stick with it. And you're willing to make whatever sacrifices are called for so that you can get something that's of much greater value.